Hachette Audio presents How to Lose Weight for the Last Time. Brain-based solutions for permanent weight loss. Written and read by Katrina Ubel, MD. Stay tuned after the credits for a bonus interview with me, Katrina Ubel. To my amazing female physician clients, the world is infinitely better because they are in it. Introduction. It's totally mortifying to be an overweight doctor. We're supposed to be experts on health, but here's the truth. Doctors learn very little about nutrition or how to maintain a healthy weight in medical school. After working with over 1,000 physicians, I can say with certainty that very few of us know how to actually eat in a healthy way. Doctors might be experts in treating disease, but we often fall flat in supporting ourselves when it comes to food. According to the 2017 Physician Health Survey, 63% of U.S. physicians are overweight or obese. Similarly, a study done in 2012 found that 55% of nurses also struggle with their weight. This mirrors the general population of Americans, 69% of whom are overweight or clinically obese. When I was a practicing pediatrician, I was perpetually either 40 pounds overweight or in the process of trying to lose that weight. In contrast, in my thriving private practice, I gave dietary advice to parents every day as if I had all the answers. Knowing that what I was recommending wasn't at all how I personally ate created a lot of shame and inner turmoil for me. I would tell parents to cut back on their children's sugar intake, yet I was eating store-bought maple leaf cookies straight from the box in front of the TV at night. I stopped only when I felt physically sick. I encouraged caregivers to increase their family's daily vegetable intake, yet some nights after work, I couldn't bring myself to eat anything other than popcorn with a side glass or three of sparkling wine. After dinner, while my husband was getting the kids ready for bed, I'd sneak into the pantry to eat crackers and chocolate chips while nobody was watching. I wasn't able to get control over my eating and felt like the extra weight that I carried on my body was public evidence of my private shame. I was definitely not a role model for a healthy lifestyle, and I was certain that something was truly wrong with me because I couldn't seem to stop overeating. As I've opened up about my personal struggles with food over the years, many other women have shared similar experiences.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?